pianist Sylvie Courvoisier with a couple of trumpets there and some pretty edgy but very interesting jazz there from her new album called Chimera. And we've snuck into the second hour of our program already today. It's 11:04. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program's Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Well, a piano trio now with a very different sound and very neat stuff here. And back to Canada for this one. Montreal-based pianist and composer Kate Wyatt has a new release out. With her trio has Adrian Vidadi on bass and Louis Vincent Amel on drums. And there is some original material. The album is called Murmurations, and that's the title track, and it's her composition. But she also has covers of other material as well, including the first of the tracks I'm going to play today. The second one is the title track, Murmurations. But the first one is the old standard, Mac the Knife, Kate Wyatt.
Thank you.
pianist Kate Wyatt from her new album called Murmurations, and that was the title of that last track that you heard. And it's now 11:18, about that, yeah, 11:18 here in the Pig. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays and anytime at all at CKUW.ca. Well, in retrospect, it probably was not a great example of program planning here to put two piano-led trios back-to-back, as I'm now going into my historical segment, and Kate Wyatt is now being replaced with Bill Evans. That's not to denigrate her at all or to make any comment other than it just is the way it worked out in my planning this week. My historical segment is the legendary pianist Bill Evans, who, in spite of incredible record of drug abuse and substance abuse generally, was able to record incredible music. And is one of the benchmark jazz pianists for sure. I am going to play a set from an album called Bill Evans at the Montreux Jazz Festival in 1968. He performed there live, and it was a sort of a turning point in a way for him. He had a different he has Jack DeJohnette on drums, and a different drummer led to a prodding him a little, maybe, into different directions. Evans was certainly capable of playing pretty dark and brooding stuff. It was maybe partly his personality and where he was coming from. But at Montreux, with Eddie Gomez on bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums, he plays a much more spirited and lively approach to his music, takes more chances, and is backed very encouragingly by the other two guys. It's a terrific album, and it is considered one that sort of moved him in a little different direction than he had been in, and consequently has some real merit. I'm going to play a set. The first one is called One for Helen, and I'd certainly like to dedicate that to my wife, except it really is mainly for Bill Evans' producer and publicist, Helen Keane, that he wrote for her. So that's the first one. The second one is called A Sleeping Bee, and it's interesting. The credits also say that it's a Harold Arlen tune. But Truman Capote gets a nod in there, and I really don't have any idea why. Nardis by Miles Davis, played by Bill Evans on a number of occasions, is there as well. Someday My Prince Will Come, Walking Up, and Quiet Now, Evans' tune. And it's just a very fine example of one of the best jazz piano trios in the history of the music. From Montreux, Switzerland, in 1968, this won a Grammy for the best jazz instrumental album in 1969. Here's Bill Evans at the Montreux Jazz Festival, and I'll let the host introduce him.
Mesdames, Mesdemoiselles, Messieurs, on drums, Jack DeJohnette. À la contrebasse, on bass, pour la première fois en Suisse, Eddie Gomez. Tous deux sont les partenaires du pianiste Bill Evans.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That last tune was called Quiet Now, a Bill Evans composition. And it ended the set that was my historical segment today, which was the Bill Evans Trio at Montreux Jazz Festival in 1968. Grammy Award-winning album and a sort of a seminal release for him in his long career, longer than a lot of people thought it was going to be, as his problems with substance abuse were unbelievable. He had a very close friend named Gene Lees, who was a jazz writer that I've had in his life had some contact with over the years, and he referred